Today is what is called in the Ordo, that which says what masses are to be celebrated or not, or can be celebrated. It's a feria, which means you can do whatever you want to. So even in the Tridentine rite, there's a lot of leeway and a lot of liberty. Anyway, we are re-celebrating using the propers of yesterday's Mass, the Mass of the Miraculous Medal, which was yesterday. And of course, what a wonderful thing, and what a wonderful thing to be able to do so on this day, which in the secular calendar is a day of thanksgiving. Now that day in itself is not a holy day or anything. It is secular, has nothing to do with that. But for us Catholics, every day is a day of thanksgiving. And it is a day of thanksgiving when we celebrate or when we attend or participate at the supreme act of thanksgiving, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist. And so today we give thanks to God for all the things that He has given to us. And of course, as we do so, we also commemorate the feast day today. And it is her feast, but it's not obligatory, of St. Catherine Labouret, the one to whom the Blessed Mother appeared in the novitiate or the seminary of the Daughters of Charity in Paris, which is still there, Rue du Bac. And from July to this, or yesterday, November 27th, the Blessed Mother appeared to her in different ways. First of all, sending an angel to guide her to her. And of course, the miraculous medal. It is really the medal of the Immaculate Conception. And it was so miraculous, the bishop gave permission. Of course, you know, the nuns, you know how women are. But anyway, they were all jealous, and why should the Blessed Mother appear to her, of all people? What does she have that I don't? All that kind of stuff. Well, they did. The convent can be a very horrible time, especially once a month. But anyway, they did not like her for having received this vision. Now, she said nothing, but eventually the truth comes out one way or the other. She told her confessor, who said nothing, and then she told the archbishop, who said, I give you permission. The Blessed Mother first appeared to St. Catherine, who was a farm girl. Her name was Zoé Labouret, and her religious name is Catherine. She appeared standing up, holding the glove of the world in her hands, but she was stepping on the glove of the world, and on top of that globe was a snake. And the details are so acute that they tell us that the snake was green with yellow polka dots. Now, don't go around wearing green dresses with yellow polka dots, or you might be in trouble. So, anyway, the Blessed Mother is stepping on the snake. And, of course, the snake is none other than the devil, the Lord of the Flies, as he is also called. And then the second time she appeared to her, she had a different stance, which is what we have today all over the place. The Blessed Mother appearing with her hands out, held out. Now on her fingers were many, many diamond rings. And from those diamond rings, many rays were coming out, blinding all the way to her feet. And then, however, there were some rings that were black. And Our Lady, she asked Our Lady and she explained, those are the souls that refuse to believe in my Son and to refuse to believe in me. But she said, however, don't give up. Pray, 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 and eventually you'll see. And some of those rings, as they were speaking, turned from black to diamonds, and they began to emanate rays all over. So the grace of God will not be impeded by the evil of Satan. So they struck the metal at first, just a few hundred, and they disappeared, and then a few thousand, and they disappeared. And then the bishop, the Archbishop of Paris said, strike as many as you want continuously. And millions of medals of the Immaculate Conception were struck and distributed. They were so miraculous that the name popularly changed from the Immaculate Conception Medal to the Miraculous Medal. And till today, we still have this great blessing and grace. And so, of course, today we give thanks to Our Lady for coming to us once again with such great amount of power and so much grace that she gives to her children. In addition, of course, St. Catherine made her vows and became a daughter of charity of St. Vincent de Paul, and she lived out her life till about 1888, I think, and then she was canonized in the 20th century, either by Pius XI or Venerable Pius XII, and the rest is history. But today we give thanks to God for the gift of the Miraculous Medal. Now, Our Lady foretold in 1830 that there would be blood all over the streets of Paris. Now, since the French Revolution, when the Masons took over France and killed their majesties, the King and Queen of France, and their family, there have been several governments, including that hideous little Corsican, Napoleone Bonaparte, who at least tried to make peace with the church, because he was not stupid. He knew that the church would win always. So he tried to make peace with the church. And eventually, he was reconciled with the church. But there were several kings that were descended from Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette, but none of those seemed to last. Finally, the one who was king in 1830, I think it was Louis XVIII, they overthrew him, and at the same time, they killed thousands of priests and nuns in Paris. The prediction of Our Lady was fulfilled. The streets of Paris would be like rivers of blood flowing through Paris, and including the archbishop, who was also killed. So he became a martyr. And so we also need to pray for the strength to be strong to withstand all the persecutions against the church and against ourselves. Because only through the power of Jesus and Mary can we overcome all these evils. And so today, once again, and every day, and of course, wear the Miraculous Medal, make sure it's blessed, and say the ejaculation that is found around it, just as she depicted it on the altar of the sanctuary of Rue du Bac. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Say that ejaculation three times a day, and the Blessed Mother will give you added protections to all others that you may have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Mary, conceived.